Fighting an intense battle, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Yesterday, we heard from University of Minnesota researcher Tim LaPera that one element to fighting the antimicrobial resistance threat might be composting or spreading less manure over more land, which may help stem the resistance problem, and where everyone plays a role.
There are a lot of potential driving forces for bacteria to become resistant to antibiotics. Certainly, there is human medical use of antibiotics. There are also a lot of antibacterial compounds that we use in everyday life, such as in hand sanitizers, hand soap, even toothpaste. In all of those cases, we are imposing a selective pressure on bacteria. The ones that we don't kill survive, and they have the ability to evolve and become resistant to antimicrobials.
Reducing antibiotic resistance will require what the National Institute for Animal Agriculture calls a One Health approach.
The problem is extraordinarily complex. There are a lot of people and entities that are responsible for the spread of antimicrobial resistance. The solution to antimicrobial resistance needs to be multifaceted. It needs to take into account reductions of antimicrobial use in human medicine, reductions in animal agriculture, and a lot of other changes in the environment to really slow the spread of resistance.
NIAA encourages all producers to learn more. I hope you found this program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.